听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, this is the time of year, give or take a few weeks, that marks the beginning of allergy season. Yes, allergies can occur at any time of year, but springtime seems to be when the most serious allergy symptoms occur. Do you know the word allergy? It's one of today's key words, and our example sentence reads, Carrie has an allergy to wheat products, so she can't eat bread. Our next key word is invader, as in invaders entered the walled city while its citizens were sleeping. Our third word is itchy. Jonathan has several mosquito bites on his arm that are red and itchy. And finally, let's meet the word miserable, as in we had a miserable camping trip because of the cold, rainy weather. Now let's jump into the lesson, When Allergies Attack. It starts at the top of page 16.
When Allergies Attack. Springtime means green trees, beautiful flowers, and sneezing. On a lovely spring day, you're eager to get outside and enjoy a nice bike ride or a walk in the park. Unfortunately, as soon as you step outside, tiny invaders begin their plot to spoil your day. First, they make you sneeze. Then, they give you an itchy throat and watery eyes. After a while, they force you back inside, close to the tissue box, and far away from nature's beauty. Millions of people experience these miserable effects of allergies. The invaders that cause allergy attacks, known as allergens, are actually everyday materials such as pollen, dust, and animal dander.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther, and our health article today is When Allergies Attack. Now first, we need to talk about what allergies are. Chip, tell us what are allergies.
Well, allergy is one of our word bank words, and an allergy or an allergic reaction is when your body usually has a negative reaction to a certain kind of food or maybe some kind of medicine or something like that. Esther, do you have any allergies?
Well, I'm very thankful because I don't have any allergies that I know of. I can eat seafood, I can take lots of different kinds of medicine, and my skin won't get red spots, I won't cough, or my body won't react in a negative way. How about you, Chip?
Actually, yes. I don't have any food allergies, but I do have some medicine allergies where I'm allergic to two or three different kinds of medicine.
Well, many people have allergies, so we're going to talk about what they are and what they are caused by and how you can prevent yourself from being allergic to different things. But before that, let's take a look at the deck. It says, springtime means green trees, beautiful flowers, and for some people, sneezing.
Achoo!
That was a sneeze.
It was a fake sneeze, but that was a sneeze. So it's springtime, and our author is painting a picture here at the beginning of the article. She says, on a lovely spring day, you are eager, you cannot wait to get outside and enjoy a nice bike ride or a walk in the park, but unfortunately, as soon as you step outside, as soon as you step out of your house, something begins to ruin or spoil your day. What is that something?
That is a good question. That something are these tiny invaders, your allergies. Well, let's first take a look at this word, invaders. Now, invaders comes from this word invade. If something invades something else, it means it takes over. For example, a country may invade another country. So, invaders are people or things that take over and take control of something else. So allergies, they're kind of like a little army. They're little tiny invaders that take over your body and cause you to feel uncomfortable.
Okay, and this allergic reaction is caused by these invaders, these unwelcome enemies of your body. And first, these invaders make you sneeze. And we've already seen what a sneeze is. And then they give you an itchy throat. Now, itchy is another one of our word bank words. Itchy is an adjective, and it's based on a verb. Sometimes, if your skin itches, then you want to scratch the skin. So really an itch, or when you itch, it's a feeling that you get when you want to scratch something.
Yes, and itchy skin is not comfortable, and you also don't feel good when you have watery eyes. Water seems to be coming out of your eyes, or sometimes there's a lot of liquid coming out of your eyes. So, our article continues, after a while, they force you back inside. This is talking about the allergies. It's like a little army of invaders. And because you have these reactions, you can't go outside. You have to go back inside. And you have to get close to the tissue box, the box of tissue, so you can blow your nose and also far away from nature's beauty, because you do want to be outside, but you can't because you're having allergic reactions.
Our article says that millions of people experience these miserable effects. And that word miserable is an adjective. That means these are effects that cause misery or lots of maybe pain or sadness. Extreme unhappiness is misery. And so these cause miserable effects to millions of people. And these invaders that cause allergy attacks, known as allergens, are actually everyday materials such as pollen, dust, and animal dander. Now, we're going to take a look at that sentence with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I hope you're all feeling well today. I'm here at a local hospital because a friend of mine isn't doing well. She's having some problems with her allergies and is seeing a doctor right now. So while I'm waiting for her, let's look at today's grammar tip sentence. The invaders that cause allergy attacks, known as allergens, are actually everyday materials such as pollen, dust, and animal dander. Today's grammar tip will be about something that can help you with your writing. Notice the phrase, known as allergens. It's separated from the main sentence by two dashes at both ends. The dashes are there to show that there's extra information to be added to the sentence. Dashes are most often seen in informal writing and are used for other reasons. Sometimes we use a dash to show a break in the meaning or structure of a sentence. For example, we'll begin the meeting at 10 o'clock sharp, dash, at least we'll try. And then sometimes we use a dash to separate two clauses just like how we use a semicolon. For example, the food at the party was delicious, dash, you would have loved it. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. Oh, and I see my friend over there, so I'm going to go join her now. This is Liz signing off from Grammar on the Go. See you next time. Bye-bye.
So, who are these invaders? Well, these invaders are allergens. And allergens are the things that cause allergic reactions. For example, pollen is something that is an allergen. Now, what is pollen? Pollen is a white or yellow powder from flowers that is carried by the wind, and that's what brings the seed and lets flowers grow.
So in the springtime, when flowers are blooming and trees are beginning to bud their leaves, you have a lot of pollen in the air, and you also have dust and animal dander. Now, dander is a more information word. That's the skin or little pieces of hair that come from animals. Now, we're going to visit the chat room and take a break.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. My name is Ken, and Beth is in the chat room today. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. Today, we're talking about allergies. Our article says that sometimes allergies can be so miserable that they force you to stay close to the Kleenex box.
Wait a minute, Beth. Kleenex box? What's that?
Oh, you know, a tissue box. Kleenex is the trademark. A trademark is the legal name that identifies a product. The company Kimberly-Clark owns the trademark Kleenex.
So you can use the name Kleenex to mean any kind of tissue?
Yes. The trademark Kleenex has become so well known that it is synonymous with the word tissue. That means it has the same meaning. Kleenex is still a legally recognized trademark, but people often use it as if it were a common noun. If I say, "Do you have a Kleenex?" I'm not really asking someone if they have that particular brand of tissues. I'm just asking if you have a tissue.
面纸应该叫做 tissue, 但是在美国 Kleenex 舒洁面纸因为在市场上很畅销而且有悠久的历史 Kleenex 这个商标就成为了面纸的代名词比如说 Can I have a Kleenex? 能不能给我一张面纸我们可以说 Kleenex is synonymous with the word tissue Kleenex 跟 tissue 是同义字 Are there any other examples of trademark names that have become everyday words?
Yes, there are many, actually. Band-Aid is another one.
Oh, I know what a Band-Aid is. It's a sticky bandage, right?
That's right. Another one is Q-tip.
Q-tip?
Yes. Q-tips are cotton swabs. The Q-tip name is a legal trademark, but many native English speakers, especially in the U.S., use it as an everyday word, meaning cotton swab.
割伤了手指，我们会在伤口贴上 OK 绷。OK 绷的英文 Band-Aid 也是个商标名称。另外，棉花棒正式的名称是 cotton swab, 但一般在口语上会用 Q-tip, 这也是个商标。
Another one is the pain relief medicine aspirin. Aspirin is actually still a trademark of Bayer, a drug company, in most countries.But it has been declared a generic term in the U.S., meaning that there it is no longer legally connected to the company Bayer. Another example is rollerblades, a registered trademark for a brand of inline skates. Many people think that rollerblade is a generic term, but it's actually a brand name.
另外还有 aspirin, 阿司匹林以及 rollerblades, 直排轮原本也都是商标的名称但是久而久之许多的商标名称往往会变成 generic terms, 一般的单字。
That's all for today, folks. See you next time.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. Wow, allergies are caused by a lot of different things. And whether or not we suffer from an allergy, like an animal dander allergy, depends a lot on how sensitive and immune our bodies are to it. We're going to dive a little deeper into the way allergies affect our bodies, but before we do that, we need to look at our last key word. It's the word runny, as in...How do you like your eggs, dry or runny? Personally, I like my eggs somewhere in between. Now let's return to our reading. If you've just joined us, we're on page 16 and line 14.
When allergies attack. Seasonal allergies, which strike during spring and fall, are mainly caused by pollen released from trees, flowers, and grass. Allergies explained. When people with allergies breathe in allergens, their immune systems recognize them as harmful foreign substances. To defend the body, the immune system reacts, often by creating antibodies, which release chemicals called histamines. These chemicals, unfortunately, can cause symptoms like sneezing, coughing, an itchy throat, and a runny or stuffy nose.
So many people get allergic reactions in the spring and fall, and we can call these allergic reactions seasonal allergies because they are related to different seasons. And they usually strike or people seem to be attacked by them during spring and fall. Why? Because pollen is released from trees during this time. Also, flowers and grass also release pollen.
So, during the springtime, how exactly do these allergies work? Our article is going to explain how these allergies work. And it says, when people with allergies breathe in these allergens, then their immune system realizes something. It identifies them or it recognizes them as harmful foreign substances. Now, that word immune systems is a word that we've seen before. Esther, what is an immune system?
Well, our body has many different systems, and the immune system is one system that keeps us healthy and prevents us from getting diseases. It's like our body's little army, and if something like an allergen or bacteria infects us, the immune system will act up and produce something called antibodies, which are white blood cells, which fight these bad substances. And here, our article says that our bodies, when we take in these allergens, or when we breathe in these allergens, our bodies will fight or make antibodies, which will fight these allergens. Now, when this happens, then that's when we get these allergic reactions, such as sneezing and having watery eyes.
So these antibodies actually produce a chemical called histamines. And these histamines it's kind of your body's natural medicine that fight against these allergens, these invaders.
Histamines are actually chemicals caused by antibodies, and they are what cause the symptoms that you get from these allergic reactions, such as sneezing, coughing, and having an itchy throat. It's like something is in your throat and it's very scratchy. Or maybe you might have a runny or stuffy nose. Now, Chip, tell us the difference between having a runny or having a stuffy nose.
Well, actually, a runny nose and a stuffy nose are opposites. A runny nose is when your stuff is coming out of your nose that is watery or like a liquidy substance running out of your nose. Whereas a stuffy nose is when you're having a difficult time breathing through your nose because you have a lot of stuff in your nose area.
That's a really good explanation. So maybe you have a runny nose or a stuffy nose because you are allergic to something. But you might have other allergic reactions. Now, before we continue, let's watch a skit. And tomorrow we'll come and talk to you more about allergies.
Oh, what a lovely spring day. I'm so happy to be outside.
You.
Oh, no! It's a springtime invader.
Go back inside.
tomato.
Well, I have a plot to spoil your day.
Never.
First, sneezing. Next, itchy throat.
My throat.
And finally, watery eyes.
Oh, my eyes.
And now, go inside and find your tissue box.
I'm so miserable now. Who are you anyway?
Oh, I am an allergen, a material you can find every day. Pollen, dust, and animal dander.
Oh, why do I react this way when you come around?
Your immune system is creating antibodies to defend you. Huh? Histamines can cause symptoms like sneezing, coughing, and an itchy throat and runny nose.
So what can I do about it?
Go back inside. Yes. Oh.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 allergy 这个名词。Allergy 是指过敏或过敏症。例如 ,this treatment can benefit a lot of allergy sufferers. 这种治疗对许多过敏症的患者都会有帮助。如果是对某个事物的过敏症是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,she has an allergy to all dairy foods. 她对所有的乳制品都过敏。Allergy 的形容词是 allergic,A-L-L-E-R-G-I-C 例如 He's allergic to eggs 他对鸡蛋过敏继续我们看的是 invader 这个名词它的动词是 invade I-N-V-A-D-E 入侵这个字所以 invader 是指入侵者或侵略者例如 The people in the village united to fight against the invaders 村庄里的居民团结起来对抗入侵者或者是 In the movieThe alien invaders were destroyed by common human diseases. 在这部电影中外星来的侵略者被人类常见的疾病给摧毁了。最后我们看的是 runny 这个形容词。Runny 在这里是指一直流出黏液的。例如 I've got a runny nose today. 我今天流鼻涕。如果是 runny eye 是指一直在流眼泪的眼睛。Runny 也指稀的或者是水分很多的。例如 The pasta sauce looks runny.We might need to put more ingredients in it. 意大利面的酱看起来很稀，我们可能得多加一些食材。And that concludes our language tips today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
When allergies attack. Springtime means green trees, beautiful flowers, and sneezing.On a lovely spring day, you're eager to get outside and enjoy a nice bike ride or a walk in the park. Unfortunately, as soon as you step outside, tiny invaders begin their plot to spoil your day. First, they make you sneeze. Then, they give you an itchy throat and watery eyes. After a while, they force you back inside, close to the tissue box,and far away from nature's beauty. Millions of people experience these miserable effects of allergies. The invaders that cause allergy attacks, known as allergens, are actually everyday materials such as pollen, dust, and animal dander. Seasonal allergies, which strike during spring and fall,are mainly caused by pollen released from trees, flowers, and grass. Allergies explained. When people with allergies breathe in allergens, their immune systems recognize them as harmful foreign substances. To defend the body, the immune system reacts, often by creating antibodies, which release chemicals called histamines.These chemicals, unfortunately, can cause symptoms like sneezing, coughing, an itchy throat, and a runny or stuffy nose.
Friends, allergies may make us feel miserable, but there are ways we can reduce their power over us. Our author gives us some practical tips on how we can reduce the suffering caused by allergies, and we'll be looking at those tomorrow. Until then, from all of us here at Studio Classroom, we hope you have a fantastic and allergy-free day. Until next time, bye-bye, friends.